Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we make a practical suggestion to you on how to economize on your family clothes budget. That is, buy washable garments whenever you can. Then launder them gently, safely, in White King soap suds. Yes, it is very easy and inexpensive to keep your washables new-looking in gentle White King soap suds. Those suds are safe for all your brightly colored washables. Safe for gay new cottons, pretty rayons, and sheer fine nylons. White King suds safeguard your clothes in still another way. They wash out all the dirt. In fact, the only thing White King suds could possibly be hard on is dirt. They wash out surface soil, wash out hidden dirt. To safeguard all your washables, we know you'll say, as thousands of ladies do, I love White King. Waiting for their uncle, Frank Chandler, in a dark shop in Cairo's unsavory Street of the Thieves, Bob and Betty Regent hear a knock on the inner door. Outside, they see the venomous dwarf, Arenye, an agent of Roxor. Rather than risk falling into Roxor's hands, they decide to disregard Chandler's instructions and try to reach Najee's palace. Meanwhile, Chandler has taken Najee home from the hotel where the mysterious Sonia Radislav, attempting to kill him, has shot Najee instead. Later, he receives a telephone call from Yusuf in Alexandria and learns that Roxor has flown Robert Regent there from Cairo. Believing he has completely outwitted Chandler, Roxor has chartered a small boat to take Regent back to Malta. At that moment, Bob and Betty run in. They have eluded Arenye and Roxor's Arabs, but insist the dwarf is hiding somewhere in the house. Now, a few minutes later, Betty and her mother are in Dorothy's room in Najee's house. Chandu, the magician.
Don't close the door, Betty.
But Arenye might walk right in.
Oh, he wouldn't be upstairs here, darling. And if the door's closed, I can't hear Najee if she calls.
But she never calls anybody. She sends a servant.
Come here and sit down by me. Uncle Frank will find Arenye if he's anywhere in the house.
Oh, he is. I know he is, Mother. Well, he could hide in those closed-up rooms in the old part of the house, and nobody'd ever know it.
That's just where they're looking. All the servants are down there with Uncle Frank and Bob.
But, Mother...
Sit down, darling. I have something to tell you.
Well, I... You sound like it was bad news.
Well, you'll think so, but...
About Daddy?
In a way, it is. But it's about us, too.
Roxor's killed him!
Oh, no. We're going home, dear.
Mother!
As soon as Uncle Frank can get plane reservations.
Without finding Daddy? Is Uncle Frank going to give up just because Roxor's taken Daddy back to Malta?
I'm the one who's given up. After what happened today, I know...
Oh, now, Mother. Bob and I just couldn't stay in that shop and wait for those Arabs to pounce.
Oh, I don't mean that. It was a good thing you went there and told Uncle Frank where I was. Because Roxor was in that woman's rooms.
He was?
And he was planning to use me as a decoy to force your father to give him that formula.
You mean Daddy'd be so glad to see you, he'd...
No. I mean he'd give up the formula to save me.
Well, of course he would.
But he mustn't. He's gone through heaven knows what to keep it from Roxor. And I'm not going to take a chance on such a thing happening again.
But you don't need to go home.
Darling, let's don't talk about it. Nothing could have seemed more harmless than going to Shepherd's for tea. But Uncle Frank had to come for me. And that woman shot Najee.
Oh, you didn't tell us that.
Oh, I didn't have time when you and Bob burst in and said Arenye.
Mother, is Najee dead?
No, dear, no. By a miracle. Oh. But even Uncle Frank can't be everywhere at once. And next time...
But Roxor's gone now.
This Malta business is just another wild goose chase. And besides, well...
I know what you mean. If Roxor's gone to Malta, what's Aranye doing here?
You see, there's no end to it as long as we're here.
Does Najee know we're going?
Not yet. Come, I want to look in on her anyway. We'll tell her. But don't say anything about that dwarf being here. I don't want her to know he could possibly be in this house.
Hey, what about this door, Uncle Frank? Are we going to pass it up?
No. Now, wait a minute, Abu.
Effendi, this small one could not be inside. The door has not been opened for many years.
Well, you thought he couldn't get out the other room where you put him, but he did.
Aywa. He is in league with the evil one.
Or someone let him out.
Effendi, I have served the princess since I was not as high as Aranye himself. And my father's fathers have served...
I didn't say it was you, Abu. Let's have the key.
Gosh, Uncle Frank, do you think one of the other servants left Aranye out?
Unless he found an old door that's been forgotten. Well, Abu, have you found the key?
It is here, Effendi. Many men have held this great key who are now dead.
Pleasant thought. Open the door.
You see, Effendi, it has not been opened for 1,000 years.
Maybe not. Turn your flashlight down on the floor, Bob.
Nobody's walked in that dust, that's for sure.
There's no place for anyone to hide, even a dwarf. Where does that door lead, Abu? The one across the room.
Into the throne room of the ancient kings, Effendi.
Come on. Is it locked?
I do not know, Effendi.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Listen. Listen, there's someone in there. There he goes.
Wait, Effendi. Beyond the door are only steps going up to the garden.
What?
It is so. You have seen how these ancient rooms are below the level of the ground.
You sure Ben Said and Hafiz are watching the garden?
Aywa, with Mabruk and Hamed.
Go and tell them. And lock the door behind you.
They will not find Aranye the dwarf. Aye, he is in league with the evil one.
Well, at least he's out of the house. Now...
He couldn't have come in that way, Uncle Frank. Betty and I saw him just before we went in the front door. He just kind of dived down into the ground, right under the wall.
One of the servants must have shown him an old doorway that everyone's forgotten about.
But that would mean one of Najee's servants is working for Roxor.
Not necessarily. If there's a secret way into this house, I've got to find it before I go back to Malta.
Well, ask Najee. She ought to know about her own house.
This part of it was built at the time of the pyramids, Bob. Besides, it would frighten her to death, lying there in bed, knowing someone might be prowling through the place.
Yeah. Look, let's take Najee to Malta with us.
You're not going, you know.
Oh, gosh, I forgot.
Ah, here it is. The gold hawk at the foot of the king's throne.
Why, that just opens the stairway down to the little room where we found that girl.
That's it. Look at it. Twisted when someone hammered at it, trying to get it open.
But there's no other way out of that underground room.
Well, I haven't time to look for it, but there must be. The room's directly under the outer wall.
Only nobody knew it was there, even Najee.
Well, a servant might have found it, if he was listening that day. Well, I'll fix this so nobody can move it. Give me a flashlight, Bob.
Here.
Ah, there now. Nobody will ever use that stairway again. Come on, we'll go back.
Nobody will ever catch Aranye in the garden, either. All he has to do is hide under a bush till they quit looking for him.
Well, the moon will be up in a little while. Won't be too hard to see him then.
No, he'll be a mile away by that time.
Well, Aranye hasn't come here for nothing, Bob.
No, I know he hasn't.
Well, we'll go into the drawing room.
Gosh, it's like coming up out of the dark ages.
Now, listen, Bob. You and I are going to deal with Aranye ourselves. I'm sure now what he wants.
Roxor sent him here for something, all right.
I don't think so. Aranya's after that jewel case of Betty's. It's just like him. Roxor's out of Cairo and...
You must think he's a mind reader.
But think, Bob. Aranya was looking in the window the night Amin Mitkael came here. He could have been there for 10 minutes before we saw him.
Hey, that's right. And Betty pulled out whole strings of pearls and stuff.
Yes.
Brother. Only he wouldn't have to come back for him tonight. He doesn't know we're going away so soon.
But Roxo might send for Urania, and the chance would be gone.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to work it?
I'll tell your mother to have Betty sleep in her room tonight.
Oh, Betty will go for that. She's scared to death of Urania.
Well, she has good reason to be. Don't say anything to her about this, though.
Oh, I won't.
Urania's outside, and he can't get in the way he did before. So if he's been told the jewel case is in Betty's room, he'll climb the tree outside her windows.
And when he comes in, bingo.
Right. Roxor has a lot of dangerous people working for him, but this dwarf's one of the worst. Well, that's it, Bob.
If I don't pull some dumb thing like I did in Algiers...
Forget it. I'm going up now and see how Nadja is.
I'll come, too.
All right, but be careful what you say. And remember, no false moves like going into Betty's room until you know she's out of the way.
Okay. Boy, I'd like to wring that dwarf's neck.
And as soon as I get my hands on him, Bob, close the shutters and lock them.
I will. Gosh, if I were Renier, I'd sure think it was funny having that jewel case right out on the table in plain sight.
I want him to see it as soon as he comes in the window, so he won't be looking around. And I want him to come clear into the room after it.
Well, what if he just grabs a handful of rubies and stuff and scrams?
You don't think I left them in the jewel case, do you?
No.
Then get behind the curtains now.
Okay. Can you see me?
No, it's much too dark. What? Who's that?
Where?
Keep back, Bob. Don't let him see your face.
I don't see anybody.
In the shadow by the big bush, wearing a dark burnous. You see him?
Well, that's not a Renier. He's too tall.
No. Get back. There's a Renier. At the foot of the tree.
Oh, he slides around like a snake.
Yeah, he's starting up. Get behind the curtain.
I'd hate to have to climb a tree in those Arab clothes.
Shh. Keep still. And don't move until I shout.
Holy Moses, what happened? Could you see?
The other fella caught up with the Rainier just before he reached the window. He knocked him out of the tree. Come on, Bob, let's get down there.
Now, before we say goodnight, we pause to suggest that you and every member of your family join us every weekday night to hear Chandu the Magician. And we suggest that you try the soap we make, White King Granulated Soap. You will discover there is no better soap for your washing machine than White King. Those rich, long-lasting White King suds really roll the dirt right out of your clothes. You'll be so proud of your washing. The white things so very white. The colored things kept so fresh and bright. So may we remind you, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Be very sure you buy a package of White King soap tomorrow at your grocer's. And be very sure you save that White King box top, because starting Monday, Chandu has an exciting magic trick offer for you. Listen Monday for full details of how you can get Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer, the mystic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Bob Regent is played by Lee Millar. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.